WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Each week we've heard from jazz critic Francis Davis. We're sad to say that Francis is saying goodbye to us today. He's using the occasion of his last review to highlight an album which has never received the attention it deserves.
Due to other commitments, this will be my last review for Fresh Air, so I'm bending the rules a little bit. The record I'll feature isn't exactly new. It was released a year and a half ago. But although it's one of the decade's outstanding albums, it's been shamefully overlooked. I want to call it to your attention before taking leave of you. The album in question is Birth of a Notion on Sesame's Records. It's the first album by Shadow Vignettes, a 25-member ensemble led by Edward Wilkerson, a young saxophonist and composer from Chicago. Where Wilkerson is from is important in light of what I have to say about him. Although it hardly seems that long ago, it's been two decades since the Chicago-based Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, the AACM, caught the New York jazz avant-garde napping. To oversimplify, the AACM placed a greater emphasis on structure than was fashionable in New York. A few years ago, the Chicago jazz critics who first alerted the rest of us to the likes of Mujal Richard Abrams and the Art Ensemble of Chicago began to thump the drums again, this time on behalf of Edward Wilkerson. Birth of a Notion makes it clear what all the shouting was about. Wilkerson's redemption of cliché is what pulls you into his music. Take Honky Tonk Bud, for example. It's a 10-minute rap, a jailhouse toast, actually, about a Superfly leftover, a Southside smack dealer who is no big deal even on his own small turf. But the rap is irresistibly theatrical, and behind it, Wilkerson wheels in orchestral motifs as though they were stage props. Thanks to Wilkerson, there's enough going on musically in Honky Tonk Bud to keep you interested even if the street-smart narrative strikes you as something jazz should have outgrown by now. But the track we'll sample is even better. It's called The Names Have Been Changed, and it could be described as a back-to-the-future big band flag waver. It brings a contemporary sensibility to bear on the big bands of the 20s and 30s. In doing so, it captures both the innate showmanship and the erudite bent of such seminal jazz orchestrators as Duke Ellington, Fletcher Henderson, and Don Redman. That's The Names Have Been Changed, from Birth of a Notion by Edward Wilkerson and his band Shadow Vignettes. Why was Birth of a Notion overlooked when it was released last year? The vagaries of small label distribution probably had something to do with it, but another explanation is the New York bias of the jazz critical establishment. Although past experience should make New York critics eager to hear what's going on in Chicago, they tend to be skeptical of musicians who have yet to prove themselves in Manhattan. For that reason, some of my colleagues probably never even bothered to listen to their promotional copies of Birth of a Notion. You could say it's their loss. But it's Edward Wilkerson's loss, too. He deserves recognition as one of the most promising of younger band leaders. Unfortunately, that recognition will not be forthcoming until the right people bother to give him a listen.
Although we'll no longer be able to present Francis Davis's reviews on Fresh Air, you can continue to read him in The Atlantic, The Village Voice, and in his hometown, The Philadelphia Inquirer. Here's a bit of Honky Tonk Bud, the jailhouse toast from the Shadow Vignettes recording.